Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. We are back one harmonic whole with another daily message. Today's message, we're getting closer to Halloween. I personally love Halloween, so I get excited for this time of year, and it's like
A
then we
little
go
bit of
into
an
Thanksgiving.
understatement. Do you just love it?
Oh yeah. I love every option, every experience of Halloween.
Oh, so love, 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 loves Halloween.
Yes. But here's the fun part about Halloween is the closer we get to that time frame, the veil around us, spirit communication around us gets actually very, it gets very thin. So you've heard of thinning of the veils. If you have not, that's a term that's been used for quite a few years now. The veil gets thin, and it's that communication between say heaven and earth, your soul and other people that are on different astrological planes, wherever that may be, that you have a clearer communication between the two. So sometimes people can hear spirits, they can see spirits, they can feel them. Sometimes people have an increase of anxiety because they don't know what this feeling or what this experience is happening around them. There's nothing, they didn't change their diet, they didn't do anything different, but they might be starting to feel a little bit more anxiousness because it's an unknown feeling. And it's basically the communication on the other side is becoming more clear. It's fun. Yes.
Yeah,
Whew.
well, it's fun when you know what's going on. Now, when you're sitting there going, what? Maybe it might take a little bit to have that be fun, but it could be. But yeah, the thinning of the veil was a theme recently, right, Kim? Recently, like earlier this morning.
And some of you know when I do readings with people, people on the other side are not my main forte. But recently they have become very louder for me. So it's been a little bit easier to connect with them. And I was on KCLD this morning and there was a lot of people that were wanting to come through on the other side. And it surprised me because it's typically not where I go, but
Well,
it was
there
working.
was two surprising things. One, you said that there seemed to be a real uptick, not only on the radio this morning, but just in general of people asking you about people on the other side. And then the other thing is that for your personal experience is that the information you're getting is a lot louder. And then you had this epiphany, right? Where you're like, oh yeah, the veil.
Yep. It's like, oh yes, we're getting closer to Halloween, of course. Yep. It's just the cycles that are there. But one really cool thing that Jill and I recognized off the radio show is that, actually Jill mainly pointed this out, is the curiosity of the questions and then the responses that we're getting from people on the other side. Because most of us have a belief system, whether it's through our parents, whether it's through church, whether it's through society, that when you pass over the generational beliefs, we're going back to that, when you pass over everything's, you're fine, everything's beautiful, everything's love and light, like it's like you're at complete peace. And that's not always the case. We've been taught some incorrect information.
Yeah, what I really picked up from the conversations this morning and what were there about, was it three or four
I think
connections to the
there's
other side?
four. Yep, there's
Yeah,
four.
which I didn't realize is like a lot, Kim pointed that out to me. I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. But what I got gleaned from the four little mini readings, Kim, is that what the spirits, the people who had recently passed over are experiencing on the other side of the veil is very much in line in integrity with what they were experiencing here on Earth. And not experiencing here on Earth like, the physical experiences are unique to Earth. I heard something a few months ago that just fascinated me. It's like when we leave Earth, Mother Earth does not allow us to take not a single molecule of who we were leaves. It all stays here on Earth. So there's parts, that to me made sense. I'm like, oh, I get that. Like our bodies, there's just so much of what happens here stays here. But there's this spirit, this non-physical, right, that goes on to the other side. And every reading, it was like totally in line with who they were as a person inside, their soul, their spirit, whatever you want to call it, that part that shined through to the world. You picked up, like, every person was like, that's exactly who they were. That's exactly who they were, because who they were on the other side was also who they were when they were here. There's not this big, oh, you're done here, door closed, go to the other side, everything's done. And in this case, you had some pretty cool people, but you did answer a question to one of the radio hosts that was like, you've talked to people or spirits on the other side where they were struggling.
Yep.
They're also struggling here before they left.
So there are times, and I'm gonna pick on people who choose to leave on their own without saying the word. People know what that means. Choose to leave on their own. Sometimes they're completely at peace with their decision, their choice. Like they were completely at peace when they completed their mission. Let's put it that way. And there's others that were still struggling mentally, or they weren't at peace with their choice here on Earth, and they felt like, well, that's the only way to stop the choice based off of belief systems that, okay, I'm going to go over there and everything's going to be great. That's where I need to go. And then they realized, oh, crap, it followed me. And they still have to work through those doubts, those fears. Some of that can transfer with you.
That is a big oh crap moment. That is hopefully a big wake up moment for people. Because if we are here living our lives here on Earth and deceiving ourselves that these things we know are going on within us are just going to magically go away, it would be so well worth our time and investment and energy and whatever it is to, what's the word? I don't want to say deal with, but just look at them here.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they don't just magically disappear. And this like wishing that they went away, it's like it's there, it's with you for a reason. If you didn't finish it here, it may very well show up there. It sounds like a harsh message, but it's really, there's a lot of beauty and freedom in it, really. Because you, one of the guys that you connected with who had recently crossed over, like, he was making you laugh like crazy, Kim. You wanted to meet him because he was so beautiful when he was here. And from the very short reading, that man had a lot of challenges and a lot of traumas that he saw and experienced in his life. He didn't have a tiptoe through the tulips, and I'm just going to emerge from all that as this beautiful, loving, wonderful spirit. He chose that. He made that happen here. Yeah. And then I think it was just like, you would have to answer this, Kim. It felt to me like it was amplified on the other side.
Yeah, he was amazing. He is amazing. Okay, his essence, the spirit, still lives on. That personality is there, and it shines through. And he, like all the challenges that he dealt with, he was able to like cope through them. He was be able to create a sense of peace. Like, well, this was the hand I was dealt, and I'm okay with that. Yes, this challenge came with me. I will take that challenge head on, and I will be okay with it. So he didn't have a judgment, an anger, resentment, any of those feelings towards what happened in his life. He just kind of like, okay, I roll with the punches. And that's kind of like his transition was like, oh, okay, it's my time. All right, cool. Like he was totally fine. The fact that he didn't have his family right next to him, he would have loved them, but it was more like, okay, just go with the flow. And that was shining through so much on the other side. Like, hey, I just go with the flow and it is what it is. And he's happy.
Yeah. Yes. And every single person you connected with today on the other side, though, regardless of where they were here when they were walking Earth and where they are with that on the other side of the veil, they all did have a sense of peace, if you will. So that
yes.
piece of what we've been told is accurate. There is a sense of peace in accept. Like it, I think, you know, we'd lose all of the human judgments and the psychology and all that stuff goes away. So on the other side, part of what we've been taught, there are some kernels of truth in there.
Yep.
But part of it, like, again, this, you know, magical, everything's going to go away. You had talked about someone, I don't believe it wasn't this morning, it was more recently, I believe it was something that you were telling the host about, that this person had struggled here with some
yep.
stuff and was still yep. struggling on the other side of the veil with some of the choices that were made here.
Yep, 20 years later. For our
okay.
Earth time was 20 years. On their time, there's no time frame. So for them, it could be literally in that same moment at,
yeah.
say, 20 years for us, but at that, they don't have a time over there.
Yeah.
So he's
really.
Still in that particular, what we call our Earth time. He's still in that moment.
Yep.
He's still with it.
Yeah. And as I, you know, obviously I don't know this person. There's nothing, you know, no way I could prove this. I would suspect, though, Kim, that it was very possible when he was here on Earth, he was getting what I call that little niggling feeling in him to look at these things while he was here.
Yeah.
He knew that. He just didn't. That's what I was saying before about the denial or the, you know, pushing it away. And we all do it, so it's not a criticism. But when those things are coming up, it doesn't go away till we look at it. And it frees us to become so much more free and joyful and exuberant and so much more full of life.
It does. It does.
And then we can carry more life to the other side of the veil.
Uh-huh. And I will tell you, the people that are, say, free and they don't bring that extra baggage with them, those are the people on the other side that are having so much fun. I just, as a personal tapping in these people, they're all over the place. They're having fun. They're doing this, they're that. They're watching everybody. They're playing with you a whole lot more. They're trying to show you signs. They're just like living it up over there. Like, what can we do? Like, I don't have a physical body to restrain me. Like, sweet. Yeah. That's
I love
fun.
It. They didn't carry baggage from Earth here over there. They carried like that essence of life with them over there because
yeah.
they had left the baggage behind. And part of how they left the baggage behind is they looked at it. And it's not a big, huge process. It's not like it has to be hard and difficult. And it's not like you have to refeel, you know, horrible feelings you felt before. But we do have to be willing to set the baggage down and look at it and go, well, there it is.
Yep. yeah. Ooh. So, and if you haven't heard, if it's his first time listening to us today, class on Saturday, I'm going to put this plug in there.
Yep.
Because we're going to. Generational Belief class this Saturday, 1:30 to 4 Monticello. Got to register so we have enough room and supplies for you.
Yep.
But here we are. We want you to be able to honestly leave Earth without this extra baggage.
Yep.
This is one of the ways to do it.
Exactly. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Great. Yeah, so check out one harmonic whole. It's O-N-E, harmonic, W-H-O-L-E, oneharmonichole.com. Or just look up One Harmonic Whole, Kim and Jill, you'll find us.
Yep, you will. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
awesome.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Kim. All right, until next time.